Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Blood in the Machine, The Origins of the Rebellion Against Big Tech by Brian Merchant is a thought-provoking examination of the historical and socio-political forces that have shaped the technology landscape we inhabit today. Exploring the deep-seated tensions between humanity and the relentless march of technological progress, Merchant delves into the origins of what he terms a new kind of resistance, one that confronts the overpowering influence of big tech companies. As these corporations continue to integrate deeply into the fabric of daily life, this book sheds light on the growing dissent and rebellion against the perceived exploitation and control exercised by these technological behemoths. Through vivid storytelling and incisive analysis, Merchant offers readers a compelling narrative that traverses the past, present, and potential future of humanity's relationship with technology. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical context of technological rebellion. In Blood in the Machine, Brian Merchant sets the stage by examining past instances of rebellion against technological advancements. By drawing parallels between the Luddites of the early 19th century and modern-day critics of big tech, Merchant illustrates how resistance to technological change has long been a part of human history. The Luddites, often misunderstood as mere machine breakers, were actually fighting against economic inequalities exacerbated by the Industrial Revolution. Similarly, today's tech skeptics are pushing back against the socio-economic disruptions caused by the rapid growth and unchecked power of large technology firms. This historical context provides a foundation for understanding the motivations behind contemporary movements opposing big tech dominance. Merchant argues that the core issue lies not in the technology itself, but in how it is leveraged by those in power to maintain economic control and societal influence. Secondly, the power dynamics of big tech. Merchant delves into the complex power dynamics between big tech companies and their influence over society. He explores how companies like Google, Facebook, and Amazon have amassed unprecedented levels of control over personal data, communication, and commerce. These corporations have not only reshaped industries, but have also altered the way individuals interact with the world and each other. Merchant argues that this concentration of power has led to a new form of digital feudalism, where users are subjected to the whims of a few powerful entities that control the infrastructure of the internet. This chapter highlights the inherent risks in allowing such corporations to operate with minimal regulatory oversight and makes a case for the necessity of policy reform to ensure fair practices and protect consumer rights. Merchant emphasizes the importance of transparency, accountability, and ethical considerations as society navigates the challenges posed by the digital age. Thirdly, the rise of digital exploitation. A significant theme Merchant explores is the idea of digital exploitation, where big tech companies profit from users' personal information without adequate compensation or consent. Merchant discusses how data has become the new currency in the digital age, with tech giants capitalizing on this by collecting, analyzing, and selling consumer information to third parties for advertising and other purposes. This business model raises significant ethical concerns about privacy and autonomy, as individuals often lack true ownership of their data. Addressing this issue, Merchant brings to light various instances where the exploitation of data has led to negative societal consequences, such as misinformation, election interference, and heightened societal division. He advocates for more robust legal frameworks to protect consumer rights and suggests potential paths forward to counteract the pervasive influence of big tech on individual freedoms and societal structures. Fourthly, the social impact of technological control. Merchant focuses on the profound social impacts that the pervasive control exerted by big tech companies has on communities and individuals. With their ability to influence and curate the flow of information, these companies have a significant role in shaping public discourse and cultural norms. Merchant highlights how algorithms designed by these corporations often prioritize sensational and divisive content, leading to amplified polarization and discord within societies. This control extends beyond social media, affecting education, work, and personal relationships, as technology increasingly mediates almost every aspect of life. The book argues that understanding and mitigating these impacts is crucial in fostering a more inclusive and balanced technological future. Merchant suggests that reimagining technological development with a focus on equity and community engagement can lead to a more positive integration of technology into society. Lastly, the future of technological resistance. In the final section, Merchant contemplates the future trajectory of resistance against big tech. He explores various grassroots movements, advocacy groups, and emerging technologies aimed at combating the oppressive aspects of current tech structures. Merchant illustrates how individuals and communities are reclaiming power by developing decentralized systems and open-source platforms that prioritize privacy and user autonomy. These innovations present a hopeful glimpse into a future where technology serves as a tool for empowerment rather than control. Merchant concludes with a call to action for readers to participate in these movements, emphasizing the collective responsibility to ensure that technological advancements align with societal values and contribute positively to human welfare. By empowering users to demand and create ethical technological practices, Merchant envisions a future where resistance leads to meaningful change in how technology interfaces with everyday life. In conclusion, Blood in the Machine is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the intricacies of modern technology landscapes and their effects on society. This book is especially beneficial for individuals working in the tech industry, policymakers, and consumers who actively engage with digital platforms daily. Merchant's comprehensive analysis equips readers with the knowledge to critically evaluate the role of large technology companies in shaping economic and social structures. As these corporations continue to innovate and transform, understanding their impact becomes vital for ensuring equitable and ethical integration of technology into society. For individuals seeking to navigate the complexities of digital life with informed awareness, this book offers valuable insights and practical guidance in challenging big tech's authority and promoting a more democratic technological future. By informing readers of past and present struggles, Merchant encourages proactive involvement in shaping a technological environment that prioritizes human well-being over corporate profits. If you would like to support Brian Merchant, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.